From our Stars and Dogs segment, it's time for this week's dog.
I will take the dog. So for this week, we have a familiar name that we've talked about before, Valiant Pharmaceuticals, symbol VRX. And this is the giant pharmaceutical company, or once giant pharmaceutical company in Canada. So I think this is the third time that we've had Valiant as our dog of the week. But more news has frustrated the stock earlier this week when one of its key shareholders, Bill Ackman from hedge fund Pershing Square, announced that he had sold his entire stake in the company, incurring a $3 billion loss, $3 billion US loss. So for those who are not familiar with Bill Ackman, he's one of the larger, more well-known hedge fund managers and activist investors in the US. He reportedly invested $3 billion US dollars into Valiant shares back in 2015 when the stock price was well over $200 per share Canadian. And since then, he's seen the shares tank to less than $20, leaving his fund and investors with only about $220 million US in the original investment. So Ackman was listed as Valiant's second largest shareholder, a major supporter of the company, obviously, during that time until recently. As we've discussed on previous podcasts, Valiant was a darling of Bay Street and Wall Street, and started to fall apart after it came under government scrutiny in the United States for unfair drug pricing practices, essentially buying drugs, not really necessarily adding a lot of value to them, but then just remarketing them at a much higher price. In addition to this government scrutiny, which was a major hot point and continues to be so. But in addition to that, we also think that the company's highly complex structure and their huge reliance on debt has also contributed to their fall from grace as well. So the shares were down close to 10% on Tuesday after the announcement was released. It's also down 22% from the start of the year and 60% over the last 12 months. The debt levels continue to be a major concern. You know, I feel like just like many in the market, that we've beaten up on the stock a lot on this podcast, but this is definitely a dog with a serious flea problem, and we may not talk about it again, but it's definitely the dog this week.
Yeah, I mean, I have to second or third that. I think the third time it's appeared as our dog, and you know, we just consider it uninvestable. There's some people who like to, you know, look at these situations which have come down, you know, considerably and try to seek some value there. Maybe at some point there will be, but when you see these debt levels where they are, it's uninvestable for us. We're looking at companies with cleaner balance sheets, without a doubt, and Valiant. We're not going to catch any falling knife here.
Yeah, the problem is the debt and the complexity. If it's a situation where you have a company that has a reasonably healthy business and they're generating free cash flow and they don't have much debt, they don't have that financial risk of not being able to meet their debt obligations, then they can withstand being out of favor in the market for a long time. Because ultimately being out of favor in the market should not affect what you do in your day-to-day business. It shouldn't affect that cash flow. But the problem is when you lever up highly on debt, you have to service that debt. Not only do you have to service the interest payments of that debt, but eventually that debt comes due and you have to refinance it or pay it off. And if you, Valiant, when they have to refinance a lot of debt, at this point in the situation that they're in, they're going to be paying a much higher rate on that debt than they did, say, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, because of that additional perceived risk and real risk. And so it really becomes like a snowball effect. The worse you do, the higher your debt payments are going to be, or your interest payments are going to be, your cost of debt is going to be, and therefore the worse that's going to pick your business off, and it snowballs. So they're not in a good position right now.
And that makes them our dog of the week.